Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in for good measure. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can literally shift your entire perspective cultivating gratitude. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're chasing things, striving, and never quite feeling satisfied? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a secret weapon that can change all that. Gratitude. Think about it. When we focus on what we lack, what's missing, or what could be better, we fall into this trap of negativity. It's like looking through a tinted lens, always seeing the world in shades of gray. But gratitude flips the script. It's like putting on rose-colored glasses that help you appreciate the beauty all around you. Even the little things, a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a genuine laugh with a friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These moments, often overlooked in our busy lives, are actually treasures waiting to be discovered. Now, I'm not saying gratitude is some magical cure-all that erases all problems. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes things just plain suck. But cultivating a grateful mindset helps us navigate those tough times with more resilience and grace. It's like having an inner anchor, keeping us grounded even when the world feels chaotic. So, how do we actually cultivate gratitude? It's not about pretending everything is perfect, it's about consciously shifting our attention. First up, make a gratitude list. Seriously, jot down 3 things you're grateful for every day, big or small. It could be your cozy bed, a supportive family member, or even the fact that you woke up this morning. Second, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Savor those simple pleasures, the taste of your fruit, the sound of birds chirping, or the warmth of a hug. When you're fully present, you open yourself up to experiencing the good in every situation. Third, express your gratitude. Tell someone how much they mean to you. Write a thank you note, or simply offer a heartfelt thank you for something as small as holding the door open. Sharing your gratitude not only brightens someone else's day, but also deepens your own sense of appreciation. Fourth, reframe negative thoughts. When negativity creeps in, challenge those thoughts with positive ones. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, focus on what you have. Remember that amazing sunset last night? That delicious meal you enjoyed? Those are things to be grateful for. And finally, remember that gratitude is a practice, not a destination. Some days it'll feel easier than others, but keep showing up, keep making an effort. Trust me, the rewards are worth it. A grateful heart is a happy heart, and a happy heart creates ripples of positivity that extend far beyond yourself. Okay, let's talk about a real-life example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, your lunch date is running late, and you're already feeling stressed. You start to spiral into negativity, this day is ruined. Why does everything always go wrong? But hold on. What if instead of focusing on the frustrating situation, you shifted your perspective? Maybe there's a beautiful sunset view from where you're stopped, or maybe this unexpected downtime gives you an opportunity to listen to that new podcast you've been meaning to check out. You might even use this time to call a loved one and catch up. Who knows what good could come from this inconvenient moment. So remember, gratitude is a superpower. It's about choosing to see the good even when things get tough. By actively cultivating gratitude, you're not only creating a happier life for yourself, but also contributing to a more positive world around you. What are some small ways you can incorporate gratitude into your daily routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I'm always inspired by your stories and insights. And that's it for today's episode, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review The Calm Within wherever you get your podcasts. And until next time, remember, keep calm, keep learning, and keep choosing gratitude. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.